The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there, I'm Shalene Johnson, and thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Build Your Tribe. The episode you're about to hear was recorded live on Periscope. Now, you know you've been hearing me talk about Periscope, but let me just tell you, those of you who listen to Build Your Tribe, you need to get on Periscope because you have a business. I know there's so many different live broadcasting platforms. This is the one where you can make your mark. There's over 13 million people watching on Periscope and less than 1% broadcasting. It's live, it's imperfect, it's fun, it's doable. You should be there. So if nothing else, download the Periscope app, link it to your Twitter account. That's really important. That's really key for entrepreneurs. Follow me, say hello, let me know you heard this episode. Use the hashtag I'm not scared, as in scared. And then I'll know that you heard this episode. Anyways, I wanted to invite you to do that because, and you might be thinking, well, that's kind of silly. If I'm watching on Periscope, why then would I need to listen to the podcast? Repetition. That's why. It's the same reason why you say the same things, the important things over and over to your children, to yourself. And the more you hear these things, the better our brains learn to process them and they become our own success-minded thinking. Repetition is the key. It's the foundation to learning. It's the foundation to changing our mindset. So I'll see you on Periscope. Okay, let's invite all of our Periscope friends onto the broadcast. Oh, and before we begin, don't forget Smart Success. It's here. It is here. Now, I know some of you are interested in doing marketing impact. It's appropriate for me to mention this here. I know you will often ask me, which one should I do first? Should I do Smart Success or should I do Marketing Impact Academy? If you've already done Marketing Impact Academy, well, then you already know you need Smart Success. Smart Success is all about the systems, prioritizing all of the things that we feel like we need to do. It's understanding how to get ourselves organized and focused and prioritized. It's like life. I'm not kidding. It really is critical. You are going to need both, so you certainly haven't wasted any time or money if you've already done the Marketing Impact Academy. But if I had my way, if I could totally set you up for success, I would suggest to you, quite honestly, to do Smart Success first. Although you don't have to be an entrepreneur to do it, entrepreneurs need to know how to be focused, prioritized, and really how to get things done without leaving a trail of damaged relationships in the process. So yo, check it out. Go to smartsuccess.com. We open up once a year. This year is the last week of September. I hope that when you're hearing this message, we are still open. Get over there, put your name on the list. And if for some reason we're already closed, my apologies, we will do it again next year. All right, here we go. Let's invite our Periscope friends onto the broadcast. I asked you, tell me, what is it? Why is it you haven't pulled the trigger? You've either wanted to start your own business, you've started a business that's not making any money yet, or you don't even know if you want a business. You know you need to bring in some extra money, but it freaks you out. You haven't done it. And so here were your answers. You said, and you just let me know if I've missed one of yours. You said, I'm just nervous. I don't think it's the right time yet. I'm not sure what others might think. What if it's a total bomb and my parents were right, I'm a failure? What if people don't buy it and I look like an idiot? I don't have enough money to start a business. I don't have enough time to start a business. I have small children. I've got too many things going on. I don't have any good ideas of my own. I don't have access to the right people. I don't have what it takes. I think I need to be older or more experienced. I think I need to be younger and thinner. I think I need to look different than I do. What if nobody wants to work with me? What if somebody else has already done this before me? What if nobody wants to buy this? What if I don't have any clue where to start? What if I have so many ideas, I don't know which one to pick? I don't know what gifts or expertise I have. I don't like selling. I don't know anything about business, so I don't know where to begin. I'm not very good at things. What if people think I'm a fraud? What if people don't like my accent? What if I'm not very tech savvy? What if the thing I want to do doesn't make any money? What if I'm not good enough at the tech stuff? What if it sucks? What if I suck? I don't have fear of failure. I'm just not sure what I should do. I don't want to disappoint my family. I don't want to be wrong again. I don't want to be in debt. I want to do it, but I can't spend any money to learn the things I need to learn. The market is saturated. It's too late. I've tried a ton of other things, but I haven't yet found something that's my thing and works. I don't like charging for things. I feel guilty taking time away from my family. It seems risky to start your own thing, especially when I already have a good job and a student loan. Lack of confidence in myself and doubt. Although absolutely, I'm not ready. It needs to be perfect. I doubt myself and I don't want to put myself out there. I lack the confidence that it takes to do it. So I think it's really very reassuring, at least to me. And I hope it is to those of you who, when you hear those ideas, those beliefs, the reasons why, reasons, excuses, whatever you want to call it, for some people that it's like, it's not an excuse, it's legit. I don't have the money to start right now. It should feel reassuring to some extent that most everyone has those same fears or thoughts to some extent. So what is fear? We've all heard the term like fear of failure or fear of success. It's like, what is fear of success? Oh no, I'm so afraid that I'll have the money to do the things I want to do and it scares me. Well, that's still fear of failure because you fear that you won't be able to maintain it or that you don't deserve it. But here's what I think every single one of these is about. You see, because fear is a way to protect us. If you look at a dangerous situation, our bodies have been designed for our heart to race and for us to take a moment to pause and say and calculate the risk and say, okay, if I have to jump between these two cliffs and the crevice is 2 feet wide and I can jump and save my life, I've got to calculate that risk and say, okay, heart is racing, makes me nervous, but I think I'm going to live. And you jump. But that fear is meant to protect us in the event that the crevice is 8 feet or 10 feet or 12 feet and you feel that fear and you calculate the risk and you say, no, this is dangerous. I hear a lion in the distance and that lion means that I could die. And so it creates this adrenaline rush, that fight or flight, and you take off running or you stay and you fight the lion, right? And most of us are pretty able to calculate legitimate fear and illegitimate fear. But to tell someone to just do it is not helpful. If you know anyone who's had a fear of heights or a fear of flying, you know exactly how pointless that is. Or someone who's had a panic attack and then you to tell them, well, just calm down. Everything, you're fine. Everything's going to be okay. Just get on the plane. Nothing's going to happen. Just climb up the ladder. It's perfectly safe. It's pointless because that fear feels very real based on programming. Fear is meant to protect us. So all of those reasons I just read for you that fall under the, I guess you could say the category of fear, really, because every single one of them is a fear. I mean, let's just face it. If you think, I can't think of one on that list that really isn't about fear, but the fear is this. The fear, in my opinion, isn't failure. We fear shame. We fear shame. Shame is the worst emotion. Guilt is one thing. You know, if I tell you that I can't come to your party because I'm out of town that day, I probably have guilt because I wasn't truthful. And that's a poor action and decision and behavior on my part. But shame means I'm a bad person. And so most of us fear shame. So if I don't think I have enough money to do this, that might actually be true. But it's not the not enough money to do this that's stopping me. It's the shame that I can imagine if I put my family in a position and I fail, and now we have less money. Now I have shame because I'm a bad person that I would put my family in this position. If I'm not good at this and people find out and they call me a fraud or they think that I've taken someone else's information, then I will have shame because that shame means that I must not be a good person, that there's something wrong with me. And that shame, quite frankly, and like I am not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, I'm not, but I know a lot of them. And I've worked with thousands and thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs who have to get to the bottom of their fear. I'm not a therapist. I don't care who you go to see, but I can't fix your fear. I can't fix your shame. You're going to have to get to the bottom of it. I think too many people look to a mentor or like their guru to fix them. And then they start defining themselves by their guru or their mentor. And it's like, dude, I ain't got that. No, and neither does anybody else. Who you become will be because of you and the people you surround yourself with, but it won't be because of one person. And I don't want people to be dependent upon me or anyone else for that matter. I want them to know they have in them what it takes to do. Now, I'm going to give you the steps, but I can't give you the do. I can't make you do things. I can't make you overcome fear. And fear is meant to protect us. And fear is meant to help us avoid shame, right? So then what do we do about it? Feel the fear and do it anyways. True for some people. I've got a couple of close friends who they don't have fear of failure. They're like, go, 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 go. They do not fear failure. They do not fear being made the fool. They do not fear trying new things. And it's an incredible quality. But I don't know that you can just tell someone to be that way. So how do you become that? Because we both know, I mean, don't you agree? Hearts, if you agree, there are those people, it's like they're born that way. I have friends who have triplets. I have friends who have twins. All three raised at the same time, born on the same day, within the same 10 minutes. And one will look at the option to jump off the roof into the pool and go, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And the other one will go, let's jump. And then the one in the middle will go, we should, but we should aim for the deep end. So there is part of that that is nature. But those of us who maybe it wasn't nature, how do we change that? Well, here's what I want to share with you. I think there is an option other than just go for it, feel the fear and do it anyways. I think there's four options. Here they are. Are you ready? Because every single one of these is about fear. You've got four possible strategies to employ if it is your fear of shame, fear of embarrassment, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of ridicule, fear that it won't work out, fear that you don't have enough money, whatever the fear is that has prevented you from going for it, fear that you need a better mentor, fear that you need a better upline, fear that your spouse, your husband, or your family doesn't support you, fear that you just don't know what you're supposed to do. All of those fears resort back to, we want to protect ourselves from shame. I don't want to be shamed. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to feel like a bad person if this doesn't work out. I don't want to feel like a bad person if I'm the only one who isn't successful at this. I don't want this to be an opportunity for my dad to say, I told you you'd end up being good for nothing. I don't want this to be more evidence that I'm a loser. You know, I don't want that shame. And that's why most people don't pull the trigger. So now the four opportunities, that's what they are, strategies for you to break that cycle other than just go for it. You know, that phrase, feel the fear and do it anyways. It's an awesome phrase, but just a very small percentage of the population does that work for. And those are really courageous people who just, there's a little bit of born that way. For the rest of us, there's a possible other solution. And that the first one is this. Think about what it is you desire. I desire a change. I desire to prove those people wrong, to prove that person wrong. I desire to give my family, my children, what they deserve. I desire to have a life for my daughter that was different than mine. I desire happiness. I desire change. I desire transformation. I desire to get out of this. If your desire is bigger than your fear. That's one thing. What are you focusing on? Start focusing on the desire. The fear will still be there, but just keep focusing on what your desire is. And for most people, it's desire to be better, change, transformation, overcome, clarity. My desire for clarity, my desire for peace. That's what it was for Brett and I when we knew something had to change and we needed to sell our businesses. That was very, very scary. What if nobody remembers me? What if I'm not valuable? What if all these people that are being really nice to me, it's because my business keeps them employed? What if everybody thinks, you know, is being this way towards us and I feel important just because of our business? What if my kids think that I'm a loser? What if everybody I know sees me as a failure? What if we never make any money? What if we have to move out of our homes? What if we have to sell all of our cars? What if we have to move to another state? And all of those things were very real possibilities. But my desire for peace and clarity was bigger than my fears. And if I may, you won't pull the trigger until your desire is bigger than your fear. And anyone who tells you you will, they're just blowing smoke, because you won't. If you're paralyzed by fear, you won't do it until your desire becomes more important. Otherwise, it's still safe enough. Safe enough. So that's your first choice. You know, do you guys watch any of those Survivor shows? There's always that moment where they're like literally dying of dehydration and they find unfiltered water and they feel and they know, I've got this fear that if I consume this water, it could be contaminated and I could get really, really sick. They think about that fear. And then they also think about, well, but I have a thirst. I have a desire to drink this water. And they hold out and they hold out and they hold out. And then like by day three or four, they're like, whatever I need to do to drink this water, because now my desire is greater than my fear of falling ill. My desire, my thirst. So you've got to get to a place where your desire is more powerful than the fear. That's one possibility. Second possibility. So you can use one of these strategies. You can use all of these strategies. But I want to give all four of them to you because I think it's different for each person. We're all so different, like your background, your parents, all of these things, your experiences, what you've focused on in the past, the people around you, all of these things affect which strategy is going to work best for you. The next one is this. Most of our fear is of the unknown. Like, what if? What if I don't know anything about business and I decide to join a multi-level marketing organization just to learn about business? Well, what if? And I don't know what might happen, so I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. So it's fear of failure. It's fear of the unknown. What if I do sell my businesses? This is Brett and I, our example. What if I do sell my businesses and then we absolutely have no money left and there's people lose respect for me and we have to move away and we have to move into a small home in another state? You know, that unknown is pretty scary. So that created fear for me. What if I invest my money in this coach or this mentor or this program and then I don't do the work or it's not what I thought it was? And that's a pretty big fear because I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work, right? And so the fear of the unknown, it stops a lot of people. So here's your number two solution. Research it. Stop like worrying about what could happen and research it and embrace it and make a list and brainstorm. Okay, so what could happen? Well, here's all the positive things that could happen and here's all the negative things that could happen. And if all these negative things happen, what would I do? And would I be worse off? And what would I do? And what would I do? Because I know you don't know what could happen, but here's what you do know. You do know what you would do. You do know what you would do. Even if you don't know right now, well, what if this happens? What if it does? Make that list. And when you make that list and you educate yourself, you see, most people have fear because they're like, I don't know what's involved. I don't know what could happen. Well, you're a big boy, you're a big girl. Do the freaking research. How do you get your money back? What would it take for you to actually make your money back? What would you do if that worst case scenario were to happen? What would happen? What would you do? Rather than like allowing it to become this giant monster under your bed, consider a plan for what you would do if the worst case scenario were to come true. Educate yourself. The number one reason why most people fail, even in their business attempts, like the person who said, I'm not afraid of failure. I've had many, many businesses. I just haven't picked one that worked. Well, that's because that person doesn't have fear of failure, but they have fear of research. You've got to do your research. Brett and I fell in love with snowboarding, and it was about the time we wanted to sell Powder Blue Productions. And I thought, I know what I want to do. I love designing clothing. I love my snowboarding apparel even more than I love snowboarding. Sometimes I like to look cute more than I do going down the slopes. And so we should start a snowboarding apparel company. Yeah, that's it. And we already know about apparel. We already know about women's fashion. I already have a tribe. This is perfect. And then we did our research. And about 3 days into the research, we said, wrong idea. Bad idea. Would have been a failure. Would have been a failure on not necessarily on a financial level. It would have been a failure in terms of being aligned with our priorities. So do your research. Educate. Number one was focus on your desire. Your desire must be larger than your fear. Number two is educate. Get the knowledge you need to reduce and minimize your fears. Anything, like when people say to me like, oh, I really want to go try that workout, but I'm nervous to try it. I'm like, have you Googled it to watch a video to see what it looks like? Do you know what people wear? Do you know what to expect? When people come to one of my events like Smart Success or Marketing Impact Academy, they'll tell me, I was so nervous the night before the live event because it's an online academy. But then, and people are in it all year long and they're studying and they're going through the lessons. And then we have a kickoff live event. And when people come to the live event, they're like, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to wear. I didn't know what it would look like. I'm like, do you own a phone or a computer? Because, you know, you can minimize your fears if you're like, oh, that's what it looks like. That's how people dress, or that's how people behave, or that's what it looks like. And then the fear is removed. Educate yourself. Number three, okay, and this kind of relates to that you've just got to do it. And that is you need to collect an evidence file of your experiments, okay? The more evidence, the more experiments you have, the more you lose that fear and self-doubt. You cannot and will not be successful without lots of experiments and failures, lots of them. And the more failures you have, the more successful you will be. So you've got to stop trying to be perfect, because you won't ever be considered a success if you're worried about being perfect. Perfect people are not successful. They can't be, because they never freaking pull the trigger. They're always aiming. I've just about got it. I mean, are you kidding me? Seriously, to a fault, I am not worried about perfection. I'm like, oh yeah, I checked it, send it. And then they're like, oh, do you know there's like 500 typos? And I'm like, well, at least it went out. You know, otherwise it's not going to go out. You can't worry about mistakes. You can't worry about being perfect. You can't worry about people criticizing it. Because the people who are criticizing it, guess what? They don't do anything except look at other people's things to criticize it. So I don't care what you think, because what have you done lately? Nothing. So yeah. People who are super busy criticizing and critiquing don't do anything. But they're really consumed about perfection. They're like, oh yeah, okay. I feel like I'm just about ready. I'm just about ready to do this. I'm just about ready to start this. I'm just about ready to launch this. I'm gonna do this like any moment now. I just need to get a little bit more knowledge. I just need to review it one more time. I just want to go over it one more time. I just want to double check this. I want to triple check this. I think I need a little bit more. I think it's not time yet. I think I need a little bit more experience. I think I haven't done this long enough. So now, did you see what those mistakes that person made? Yeah. So, I'm not going to notice your mistakes because I'm busy doing stuff. I will not notice your mistakes. I am too busy doing. You can go to my website right now. I'm sure there are broken links and typos, and I'm killing it because I do. Just do. this would turn into a comedy hour if I talked to you about all of the embarrassing mistakes I've made just because I don't worry about perfection. Concept. Just got to get the concept out there. I just got to get the concept to you. You need to start collecting evidence. You need to collect a file and you need to focus on more experiments. You can call them failures if you'd like. I like to call them experiments. And the more experiments you have, I guarantee you this, the more successes you will have. It's just the law of numbers. It's how it works. You know, if you go knock on 10 doors and try to sell vacuum cleaners to 10 people, you'll get one yes. So if you knock on 100 doors, you might get 10 yeses. Do you see? It's a ratio. It's the more you experiment. And guess what? The more you experiment, the less it hurts. Doesn't hurt. Guaranteed. My fourth and final way for you to get over this is to not just get over it, but to get through it. It's to identify, where does this come from? Why am I so afraid of being criticized? Who criticized me that it was so painful? I will sacrifice my own greatness. I will deny myself joy and the things that I deserve because this person programmed me to fear criticism. Where does this come from? Where does this come from, this thing that I think I have to be perfect? Why is it I'm so afraid to even do the research to know where to start? Why am I afraid that I'm going to, what was the first experience where I did something on my own and it was the wrong thing? What was that experience that has you traumatized by that? And this isn't always about your childhood. It may be about your first boss. It may be about the first time you went out on your own. But there's a reason why this is literally cutting your life short in terms of your joy. Like there's so much out there for you and you're letting this programming that's gotten deeper and worse. You're letting that programming stop you. And so what do you do about that? Because it is programming. It's like your mindset about money. It's your mindset about what you're capable of, that you're good enough, that you are enough, that you have to be perfect. It's your mindset about your creativity. You know, it just, I'm not good enough. I'm not enough. It's not going to work out. You know, those beliefs have been programmed. So what do you do about them? Because step four is this, you've got to get help. If you've been stuck for too long, you've got to get help in the form of either therapy or a coach or a program. So I have to be really general here. And so if it's deep, like you can't even leave your house and it's ridiculous and you know then you need to get a therapist. But if it's like, I'm afraid I'm going to make them, I've got the confidence. It's not that big of a deal, but I really don't even know what to do first. Well, then you need a coach or you need an upline or you need a program that teaches you the steps. Maybe you're not good at the brainstorming part, the coming up with the steps part. Well, then but you've got to go get help. You've got to get help from others because you've got the programming and the programming is going to stay there until we can collect enough evidence. And so just willing yourself to just go out there and do it. You've tried that. And if that's not working, then it's time to invest. Invest in a therapist, invest in a coach, invest in a program, invest in a mentorship, invest in a business where they teach you business. So I don't know what that is for you, but it's an option. Four options. I'm going to go for them again, and then I'm going to get your feedback. Your four options. Number one, your desire must be your focus. And that desire, when it's bigger than your fear, you will take action. Number two is the reason why most of us have fear is because we don't know what's going to happen. The unknown scares us. So get as much information and knowledge and research about what could possibly happen as possible. With knowledge, our fear diminishes. You know, we don't know what something looks like. We're like, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that's going to be like. Your fear is heightened. And then once you're there, you're like, oh, that's what it looks like. It's not so bad. I can do that. Third one was to create an evidence file of your experiments. And the more failed experiments you have, the faster your path to success. And the fourth and final way was you've got to get help. You can't do this on your own. You know, I mean, you can, but it's going to take you forever. And that's a maybe. So the shortcut to success is help. It's a coach, it's a mentor, it's an expert, it's a program. It's having someone say, here are the steps, let me help you. Because only once you start having more evidence that you're going to be okay, do you begin to change the programming. And sometimes that really requires somebody teaching you how. Someone showing you the steps. Somebody, they're not going to carry you. No one will carry you. If you're waiting for that, good luck to you. So don't join a multi-level marketing organization and say, but my upline coach never showed me how to do anything. When's my upline? I ain't got no upline coach. Bill Gates didn't have an upline coach. What is that? My sponsor didn't show me how to run this business. That's your job. That's your responsibility. You've got to do that. But you want to align yourself with people who are willing to teach that. So for those people who don't know what to do first, find someone who's willing to teach you. Because successful people love to share their answers. It's fun. What do you need to pull the trigger on? You just need to pull the trigger. What's that thing? Now, if you're listening to this on Build Your Tribe, I want you to, number one, download the Periscope app and join us here on Periscope because it's a Periscope party. We're super cool. But if you're listening to this and you're not on Periscope and you're not into it, leave me a comment on Facebook or on Instagram and use the hashtag No More Fear, and then tell me what it is you're going to pull the trigger on. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of Build Your Tribe. Don't forget, Smart Success opens September 28th. It's just once a year. Don't be mad at me if by the time you log in, it's already past that date. And don't worry, we'll do it again next year. So if you did miss it, just get on the list and that way you'll be in the know. But that's where you will find me the week of September 28th. Brett and I will be doing our live teaching and broadcasting on that platform. So you'll need to sign up to get notification. And that's also where I'm going to be doing my time-saving tips I've never done before. I'm legitimately going to teach you in that broadcast how to save a minimum of 5 hours per week. It's pretty dope. I think you're going to love it. So please join me there. And for those of you who are new to Build Your Tribe, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for being here. You're awesome. As always, I like to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We done. This episode of Build Your Tribe and The Chalene Show is brought to you by Smart Success. We open up Smart Success just once a year. Smart Success is for people who are interested in making sure they're making smart decisions, reorganizing their life, their priorities, creating systems for all the things that we do so that you can have peace, so that you know your goals are aligned with your priorities, so that you and your partner and the people who matter the most are on the same page. It's a seminar that my husband and I do together. We only open it up once a year. So if you want to make sure you get on that list, please be sure to go to smartsuccess.com.